She returned to the primary tunnel and began to follow the darkness in the forest deeper into the Moon Maiden. The passage was clogged with fungi and corpses, and the walls and ceiling were festooned with hanging moss. Using fire and the force, they cleared the way as they advanced, leaving the tunnel behind them choked with foul-smelling smoke. Twice, Tahiri stopped Fett from spraying flame over still-living beings. The first was an unconscious human female whose red pocked face was coated in yellow spores. The next was a screaming Twi'lek with a leg exposed to the bone by flesh-eating mold. Fett remarked that Tahiri wasn't doing the Twi'lek any favors by stopping him. She had to admit that he had a point, but she still wouldn't let him burn the poor woman alive. About 800 meters in, they came to a fire bulkhead with a locked hatch. Tahiri felt a large gathering of terrified force presences on the other side, spread over perhaps 1,000 square meters. But she sensed no one lurking just beyond the hatch, so there was no ambush. She looked into Fett's visor until a curiosity came to his presence, then pointed at the hatch controls and made a typing motion. He nodded and pulled a lock slicer from his thigh pocket. As Fett worked, Tahiri did a force reconnaissance of the area beyond the hatch, trying to get an idea of what they would find on the other side. There was a boiling mass of fear and anguish about half a kilometer directly ahead, tightly packed and stationary. Probably a group of beings trapped in a detention area. Scattered to the left were about 50 presences, also frightened, but not in much pain. Probably workers of some sort. Directly ahead, a dozen beings seemed to be moving back and forth across a space about 100 meters long and twice as wide as the tunnel. Up and to the right, on what felt like a second story, were a trio of shifty presences that Tahiri instantly recognized as squibs. And a short distance beyond the squibs was the target. Tahiri had no doubt that it was Abeloth. Was a seething orb of darkness larger than any she had felt before, as hot in the force as a fusion core, and it was reaching into her even as she reached for it. Tahiri tried to shut down quickly, withdrawing from the force and making her presence small, but it was not easily done. The thing had already started to sink its tentacles into her, and she could feel them writhing about inside, struggling to keep hold until she finally closed herself off entirely. For a moment, Tahiri sat, fighting not to tremble, trying not to wonder whether she was really up to this fight. She had confirmed the target's presence, and, in fact, she had something likely to hold even Abeloth's attention until the turbo laser barrage began. Now she just needed to arrange a way to verify the enemy's destruction. To do that, she had to get close enough to see her. Tahiri felt Fett's gaze on her, then looked over to find his helmet turned in her direction. In his hand, he was holding a tiny black spy droid about the size of her thumb, large by Jedi standards, but small enough for their purposes.